IGAD, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, held an extraordinary ministerial-level meeting Friday, 5 days after Kenya launched an offensive against Al-Shabaab. More than 2 battalions of Kenyan troops, backed by air power, streamed into southern Somalia after Shabaab rebels were blamed for a series of kidnappings of foreign tourists and aid workers. A communique issued after the brief meeting in the Ethiopian capital welcomes Kenya's move to scale up security operations. Amid reports that Kenyan troops are advancing on the strategic rebel-held port of Kismayu, Foreign Minister Moses Wetangula appealed for international support for ending al-Shabaab's stranglehold on Somalia.
We also, as a region, have called upon the international community to support the implementation of previous decisions to impose no-fly zones in al-Shabaab-dominated areas and a blockade of the port of Kismayu.
Wetangula declined to speculate on how long it might take to subdue al-Shabaab, reminded that Ethiopia had sent troops to Somalia in 2006 in a failed attempt to dislodge the rebels. The minister suggested Kenyan troops would stay as long as it takes to get the job done.
Kenya, Ethiopia, Djibouti, Somalia, Sudan, Uganda, IGAD countries want peace yesterday, not even today. So whatever timeline we are looking about is a question of an emergency. We must get rid of this problem as quickly as is practically possible so that people can concentrate on human development activity and economic activities. So the sooner, the better.
Ethiopia's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn said his country is considering joining the military campaign. He said it was high time for a regional response to al-Shabaab's provocations.
The long-term goal is to eradicate al-Shabaab from Somalia, and this is a proper time. And the process shows that al-Shabaab is coming to an end.
Somalia's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Hamid Ali Mashaya, reported government troops backed by African Union AMISOM peacekeepers have been making steady progress in driving the last al-Shabaab remnants out of the capital, Mogadishu. The rebels retreated last month after controlling most of the city for 3 years. Mashaya said a furious offensive Thursday had succeeded in clearing the last al-Shabaab-held neighborhood.
They are now being defeated in Mogadishu. The Somali National Army, getting support from AMISOM, is driving them from Mogadishu. Last night, there was a big fighting in Mogadishu, and Somali National Army and AMISOM troops drove them out of the last stronghold in Mogadishu.
Mashaya and others confirmed that 10 AMISOM fighters had been killed in the latest clashes. They ridiculed as propaganda rebel claims that 70 peacekeepers had died. Uganda and Burundi have approximately 9,000 troops serving in the AMISOM force. AU officials are working on plans to increase that number to 12,000 by the end of the year. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.